Hello, and welcome to Under New Management, a podcast that examines new and notable management research and how this research can enhance your effectiveness as a leader in your organization. I'm Mike Johnson, an assistant professor in the Foster School of Business at the University of Washington in Seattle. In this episode, we talk with Brent Scott, an assistant professor of management at Michigan State University, about a paper he recently published with his co-authors Jason Colquitt and Cindy Zapata-Phelan from the University of Florida. We discuss their study that examines how the charisma of employees affects how their managers feel about them, and in turn affects the fairness of the treatment they receive from their managers. Well, hey, Brent, thanks for joining us on Under New Management.
Oh, thanks, Mike, for the invitation.
Well, Brent, a lot of us are familiar with the idea of justice, but maybe not in the context of organizations. And you specifically looked at interpersonal and informational justice. So can you explain those concepts to us?
Sure. Organizational justice has been studied for decades. And originally what researchers were interested in is the fairness of outcomes that employees receive and also the processes are used to decide on those outcomes. But in addition to the fairness of decision outcomes and processes, researchers have examined the fairness of the interpersonal treatment employees receive from their managers. Now, interpersonal justice is fostered when managers treat their employees with respect and also propriety. Now, informational justice is a bit different. It's fostered when managers provide truthful justifications for decisions. So we have two additional types of fairness in addition to fairness of outcomes and fairness of processes, and this really gets to the heart of the interpersonal treatment that employees receive from their supervisors, and these can happen in day-to-day encounters on a daily basis.
Okay, so these have nothing to do with, as you mentioned, the outcomes that people would receive, like their salary or promotions or even the policies and procedures of the organization. It's really kind of how fairly they're treated interpersonally and informationally by their managers.
That's right. The former two that you talked about have been labeled distributive and procedural justice, and then these latter two have been labeled interpersonal and informational justice. And some research has been done that has shown that these concepts can be distinguished.
Well, how did you become interested in studying these?
Well, when I joined the doctoral program, justice was one of the first topics that I was exposed to, and it interested me right off the bat. And one of the reasons was it was pretty easy to see the connections to my previous work experience. After attaining my bachelor's degree, I worked at a rental car company for a couple of years. And I had my share of managers during that time, and some of those, in hindsight, were very fair managers. And others, in contrast, were quite unfair. I can recall one time where a manager had promised to let me leave work early for something that was important to me, and he had promised this ahead of time, and when it came time for that to occur, he backed out on his promise. And I remember that as an instant where I felt very unfairly treated. Maybe I couldn't label it interpersonal or informational justice at the time, but it still made me quite angry. And so in hindsight, those managers I enjoyed working for were fair. They treated me with respect, and they also distributed rewards fairly, et cetera. And so it really interested me to study in detail exactly what makes a manager fair or unfair, and also how that fairness or unfairness impacts employees and their work.
Sure. And the other half of this paper is about charisma. We're all familiar with the concept of charisma. You know, we're in the middle of this presidential campaign, and people talk about how charismatic the candidates are. And we might think about charisma in terms of leaders, but you looked at charisma in terms of subordinates, how charismatic employees are. Can you talk about how you expected subordinate charisma to affect how their managers feel about them?
Sure. Charisma is really, it really boils down to a personal magnetism. And that magnetism captivates others and pulls them in. You mentioned the recent political races, and Barack Obama is a pretty good example of a charismatic leader if you watch his speeches. One reason that people are drawn to charismatic people is through the elicitation of positive emotions. Charismatic individuals are not only more emotionally expressive, but they also tend to display positive emotions more than negative emotions. And this is not something that should be limited to leaders or managers in organizations. Subordinates or employees or those who are in the lower or middle levels of an organization can also have a personal magnetism And they can also express positive emotions more frequently than negative emotions, for example.
Mm-hmm. And that this in turn would make, if someone was very charismatic, their manager would like them more?
Yeah, the reason that we argued that was this emotional expressiveness may impact others through a process referred to as emotional contagion. Emotional contagion occurs when people automatically mimic the facial expressions and emotions of others. And the end result is that it causes them to feel what the other person is feeling. And to put it simply, people can catch, so to speak, the emotions of others. They're contagious. Now, these emotional effects are relatively short-lived, but over time, the repeated positive emotions experienced around charismatic people should tend to develop into more enduring feelings, or what we would refer to as sentiments. And then as a result, managers should prefer to interact with charismatic employees compared to non-charismatic employees.
And then you suggested that this would in turn affect how fairly the employees are treated in terms of interpersonal and informational justice?
That's right. To the extent that managers feel more positively and less negatively around employees who are charismatic, they should be motivated to approach those employees and interact with them more frequently. Now, just because someone approaches someone else doesn't necessarily mean that those interactions are going to be positive in nature, in other words, fair. But those positive emotions that accompany those interactions should facilitate pro-social or even positive behaviors like respect and propriety, and like providing justifications for decisions. For example, there's been research that's shown that the more we like a person or feel positively toward them, the more information we share with them, which fits nicely with informational justice. And likewise, research has shown that the more we like someone or the more positively we feel toward them, the more respectfully we treat them.
Okay, that makes sense. Can you talk briefly about your research methods?
Yeah, sure. We collected data in a large insurance company that was located in the southeastern United States. We collected data on site during the company's lunchtime. So employees came down during lunch, and through a company contact, we had advertised the study to them previously and asked those who wished to participate to come down during the company's lunchtime. And at that time, we distributed a survey to those employees that asked them about how fairly their managers treat them. And so that survey assessed interpersonal and informational justice. Those employees then gave their manager a survey to complete, and that survey asked about each employee's charisma and also the positive and negative feelings that managers felt toward each employee. And overall, over 130 employees and their managers completed the surveys.
Okay, and what were your primary findings?
Well, first, charismatic employees reported higher levels of interpersonal justice compared to less charismatic employees. In other words, charismatic employees were treated with more respect and propriety by their managers. In contrast, we did not find significant results for the relationship between charisma and informational justice, meaning that charismatic employees did not report higher levels of justification and truthfulness from their managers. A second, and as we expected, managers felt more positive and less negative sentiments toward charismatic employees. And then finally, that relationship between employee charisma and interpersonal justice was mediated by positive and negative sentiments felt toward the employee by the manager. In other words, charisma influenced fair treatment through its impact on managers' feelings. Charismatic employees elicited more positive and fewer negative feelings in their managers, which in turn were associated with more interpersonally fair treatment.
Well, that's interesting. So what are the practical applications of this research for organizations?
Well, for employees, the research shows that it's good to be charismatic. Fortunately, research has shown, though, that individuals can be trained to become more charismatic. If that's the case, then employees may be able to more proactively influence the treatment they receive from their managers. Now, for managers and organizations, the research shows that it's important to consider the factors that may intentionally or unintentionally influence fair treatment. We know a lot about how employees react after they're treated fairly or unfairly, but we know much less about why that fair or unfair treatment occurs in the first place. And our study showed that characteristics of employees play a role in that fair or unfair treatment. And so managers should be aware, first and foremost, of how certain subordinates and the feelings they trigger in them impact the fairness of the treatment they receive. And if managers wish all of their employees to be motivated and productive, they should treat all of them fairly.
So this sounds like, from the perspective of the employee who is not very charismatic, who does not exhibit a lot of personal magnetism, they may be treated less fairly by their manager, but their manager may not be aware that they're really doing that?
I think that's a possibility, sure. Managers may avoid those employees, either intentionally or unintentionally. And if they do so, then the end result is still the same. The employee may perceive that treatment to be unfair.
So what can managers do to adjust for this idea that they might be treating some employees less fairly than others?
Well, one way is through training. Researchers have recommended justice training to managers, and the findings of the study could be incorporated into such training programs to show managers that they may have more difficulty adhering to these rules of justice with certain employees. In other words, those who are not very charismatic.
So it sounds like training is really the answer here. If you want to be treated more fairly, get training on charisma. And if you want to make sure you're treating people fairly, get training on justice.
I think that's right. I think it's good for managers to at least be aware of the possibilities or of the employee characteristics that might influence the treatment they direct toward them.
Okay. So Brent, what would you say is the bottom line for managers?
Well, be aware of how your interpersonal feelings influence how you treat your employees. By treating one employee more fairly than another, you are, in essence, treating that other employee unfairly.
Okay, great. We've been talking with Brent Scott from Michigan State University. Brent, thanks again for being on the podcast.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you for downloading Under New Management, a podcast of the Organizational Behavior Division of the Academy of Management. The OB division has over 5,000 members dedicated to the science and practice of organizational behavior. For more information about the OB division, visit www.obweb.org. For more information about the Academy of Management and its over 17,000 members worldwide, visit www.aomonline.org. Computer support for this podcast is provided by Vu Tran.